Welcome back. Go ahead and take a moment to get settled in. And today I thought we'd continue our exploration of thought. Now, as I'm sure you're well aware, as we sit and practice, as we try to stay mindful of this interconnected, ever-changing experience, it's typically thought that distracts us. It's thought that prevents us from staying open and receptive to the ever-changing flow of experience. It's what collapses awareness in on itself and makes us forget about the inherent freedom of awareness. This is natural, of course. It happens to all of us, even to great masters. We hop on these trains of thought, not really aware when or even that we hopped on. We don't know where the train's going, and we don't know when it'll stop. Finally, though, whether it's been a few seconds, minutes, hours, hopefully not days, it's almost like we awake from a dream. We find ourselves on this moving train. Find ourselves playing out some fantasy, or planning our day, or replaying some conversation from the past. And in the beginning stages of our practice, when we first start to realize just how asleep we've been, when we realize how little mindfulness we've had around our thoughts, we tend to get a bit startled, and then we start to react to the thinking mind in an unhelpful way. Many of us begin to judge ourselves for thinking, and so we end up cultivating the entirely wrong attitude or posture toward our thoughts. So today, in addition to becoming mindful of our thoughts, we're also going to start cultivating a wise attitude toward them. I love the Burmese teacher Sayadaw Utejaniya's frame here, who said, when the mind is thinking or wandering, just be aware of it. Thinking is a natural activity of the mind. You're doing well if you are aware that the mind is thinking. But if you feel disturbed by thoughts, or you have a reaction or judgment of them, then there's a problem with your attitude. The wandering mind is not the problem. Your attitude that they shouldn't wander or be around is the problem. When you feel disturbed by the thinking mind, remind yourself that you're not practicing to prevent thinking, but rather to recognize and acknowledge thinking whenever it arises. Again, when you feel disturbed by the thinking mind, remind yourself that you're not practicing to prevent thinking, but rather to recognize and acknowledge thinking whenever it arises. Once you've learned to be more at ease with the thinking process, once you realize that you don't have to struggle with thoughts, you'll have much more space in the mind to see thoughts clearly, to understand them, and to not be so easily enchanted by their spell. Okay, go ahead now and open awareness to the body and body posture. Feel the body resting in space. Feel its relationship with gravity. And within this framework, that there is a body, just have the intention to be aware of any thoughts or images that arise in the mind, softly noting each thought as soon as you become aware of it, just to help reinforce the awareness of thinking. And remember, thinking is completely natural. It's no problem if you're thinking. You're doing well if you know that you're thinking. Sometimes our mind is so busy with thoughts, you might find it useful to make the soft mental note, a lot of thinking. Again, just to help reinforce our awareness of how the mind is, without any judgment of it, without the intention to change it. Again, stay aware of any thoughts arising in the mind. Just remembering that there's no need to struggle with them. Just let thoughts come and let thoughts go, all on their own. Just simply noting the awareness of them. If you find that you've grown distracted by thought, no worries. There's no need to judge yourself in that moment. Judgment is just another thought. Instead, we can note the thought to emphasize the awareness of thinking. And then there's no need to rush back to the breath. Or to the body, but we can take a moment to open to the very quality of awareness itself, which is illuminated every time we transition from being lost to being aware that we're thinking. In the last minute of the session, just begin again. Well, thank you for practicing. Until next time.